This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. The Iran deal, the JCPOA, under consideration through the Biden administration. Where is it? And what does it mean for Ukraine conflict, for the price of a barrel of oil, now quoted at 114, 115 Brent crude in Western Europe? We welcome Mohsen Sazegareh, an activist, Iranian journalist who was a member of the government in Iran many decades ago, but is now a very careful pair of eyes that we use to understand the Iranian regime. Mohsen, I have heard tell that the Biden administration is keen on the JCPOA because that will free up oil from Iran, oil that is not now smuggled or find its way to the markets through other players. Have you heard the same thing? Have you heard that Iran is eager to make a deal to free up its oil from the point of view of the sanctions? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John and Malcolm. Until yesterday, we had some news from our sources inside Iran that Russians had put pressure on Iran and the demands has been rising up from Iran's side. It meant no deal because Russians didn't want the oil of Iran, about 2.2 million barrels per day, come to the market. But from this morning, suddenly everything seems to be changed, and we have the news that says that in 72 hours from now, the deal will be signed. And I heard from my sources inside Iran that Ministry of Intelligence of Iran is ratifying the reporters, which will be with Amir Abdullahian, the foreign minister, to travel to Vienna, because in Iran, everybody who wants to go out, especially the reporters or sportsmen and the others, should be checked by this ministry. Anyway, what I have seen, that I can't believe it if it's true, Biden administration has agreed almost with all the requests of Iran and demands of Iran, including removing sanctions from 113 people around the leader and himself, some generals of Revolutionary Guard, and some organizations Revolutionary Guard, or the big organizations that are controlled by the leader, like ICO and the others. I have not finalized that. I am checking with the sources. But if it's true, and Biden administration has decided by any means bring the oil of Iran to the market because of the Russia, then I have to say that these types of agreements will put the national security of the United States and Europeans in danger. Like Mr. Noronha that announced yesterday, a member of U.S. delegation.
Malcolm?
Even more, I mean, you would have to think about the regional implications that seem to be more immediate. How will this play out? How do you expect any move by Iran in the Gulf, in Syria, if they see that, in fact, the West capitulates to them, that they are able to maintain their hard line, get the oil sanctions removed, I assume? Will they be removing the sanctions on the Supreme Leader as people and the IRGC and all of the others? I mean, the implications of this could be very significant, both for the security of the region and for our allies there.
Exactly. I agree with Malcolm. You know, last time when Obama administration removed the sanctions and released about $90 billion reserves of Iran, we saw that supporting of the terrorist organizations in the region, from Israel to Yemen, from Afghanistan to Iraq and other countries, was increased, and more tension and threat against Arab states and Israel. We saw that. And I have no doubt that any money that will be released for this regime, a big part of that will go for supporting the terrorists, for threatening the terrorists, the missile preparation. And I still doubt about whatever Iran says about the nuclear restrictions, because they have hidden many things during these years.
Mohsen, has the Supreme Leader made a statement about Ukraine war, pledging in any fashion to Russia, to Moscow? Has he come out in alliance the way the General Secretary of the Communist Party in China came out with an alliance with Putin?
Yes, you know, actually, just less than 24 hours after Putin's invasion to Ukraine, Raisi, the head of the government of Khamenei, the leader, he called Putin and supported him. And the leader himself, in his speech last Tuesday, 2 days ago, he didn't mention anything toward Russia, even didn't mention the name of Russia. On the contrary, he condemned the United States, NATO, and mentioned name of the U.S. more than 17 times in less than an hour speech. You know, in Iran, there is a big wave amongst the people and amongst the, even inside the regime, against Russians, Putins, and this dependency of the leader and his people to Russia. Maybe for this reason, that pressure, the Iran representative in United Nations had his vote was abstained and didn't vote in the favor of Russia.
Malcolm, we have less than a minute. Than a minute.
Do you feel that? Got it. Do you feel that the diversion of American attention will now be an invitation to Iran to step up some of the actions in the Gulf against some of our allies there? Need physical actions at this time?
30 seconds, Mohsen.
I know that Arab states in south of Persian Gulf, they don't feel secure about Iran during all last 40 years. And although they try to keep Iran away from any aggression against them, but I think that if Iran, if the United States remove the sanctions, then we'll have more trouble in Persian Gulf to keep the security of the allies of the U.S. in Arab states.
Mohsen Sezagara, Iranian journalist, Malcolm Holein, Conference of Presidents. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.